Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
That real rap shit.
Oh, yes, sir. Back on the intro. All right, it's your boy DJ on ATL. Follow me on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, TikTok. Follow me on TikTok.
And it's your girl, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby.
Okay, so let me start it off. Is it fucked up to have an opinion these days?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't say shit.
Why you can't have an opinion?
Because.
What's wrong with having an opinion? I can't have my own opinion about a person without getting my fucking business a low-ass rating of a 2.6.
Folks are sensitive, bro.
But I understand that.
What are you referencing to?
Trick Daddy. He had an opinion about Beyonce and Jay-Z, and now he's getting subject to all kind of hate.
Well, I guess, well, for one...
He went after the queen, brother.
It doesn't matter, though. It's an opinion, bro.
It's an opinion, but it's not a true opinion.
How? If it's his opinion.
Every opinion is true. It is. I don't know. That's just you. You can't say Beyonce can't sing. I'm not saying. I'm saying in general, you just can't say that Beyonce can't sing.
Why not?
Because she can sing.
Not to him.
Well, he can't rap.
See, why you gotta do that though? Why you gotta do that?
I don't know, because I feel like
she I am a fan of her, but I feel like
it's not true.
Now, what I said is, I see both sides, because they are royalty. They are the king. I mean, they like king and queen over here, like they royalty compared to, you know, any other celebrity couple. They Trick are, Daddy. Huh?
Okay.
What?
I said compared to Trick Daddy.
I mean, of course, but it's his opinion. Like, he has the right to say that and not get his business a low-ass rating on Google now. Like,
shit.
Well, like they say, you cannot come for that beehive.
I'm telling you, they posted the bees on the reviews.
You cannot. Like, he should know that. Like, he should have kept that to himself. Not even kept it to himself. Just don't even say it on camera. You should have said it to somebody else. Like,
that nigga said, I'm more afraid of roaches than bees.
He didn't say that. He said something else that, he said, Jay-Z. Better singers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. What he said about Jay-Z?
He said, Jay-Z is not the best rapper. I think that's what he said.
Not the goat.
Yeah, not the goat of rapping. He said Beyonce is the same thing that Jay-Z is to New York. Like, it's just, they are who they are. You know what I mean? Like, they not fire, basically. He basically saying they not fire. What's the point of him saying it? I don't understand.
That nigga a hater.
Nah, she spoke his ass up. She said somebody's ass up last podcast, and now
they
all in the news.
Yeah.
They can't say nothing about
his business, though, because I heard that the food is good. This little restaurant. They said it is good.
That's their opinion, just like it's his opinion on Beyonce.
Yeah.
So his food might be nasty to some people.
Yeah. You're right. But it's just like, let the man have his opinion,
but you really
never
heard nobody say Beyonce can't sing.
Trick Daddy said it.
I know.
But he said people that can sing better than her are Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey.
I think it's not finna take that away from nobody.
I'm not going for Mariah Carey. Back in the day, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, back in the day.
Nobody's at their prime.
Nobody's taking that. Nobody's finna out-sing Whitney Houston.
Okay, so on the list of singers, where would you rate Beyonce?
Oh, is out of them three?
No, he said, who else it was? Look up the names. He said another
nigga,
name.
You got two.
She was just
singers,
on the
bro.
Breakfast Club. But I mean, put on the list. She's a singer, right?
She's a
we
singer.
We should be able to categorize it.
I say top
list.
20.
Top 20?
Top 20. You got Whitney Houston. You got,
It's a lot of
fucking singers, bro. And it's like, they still have their singing voice. Beyonce still got hers. Mariah
Shaka Khan.
Like, bro, come on.
Diana Ross.
That's who I was finna say, Diana.
For real?
Yes.
Look at that. But I'm just saying, bro, it's top 20, though. She up there.
Me personally, I love Beyonce. So, I can't, you know what I mean? But I just don't like the fact that he's damn near getting canceled.
Yeah. Nigga, you
because
can't
he made a
say
opinion.
Shit.
So we in a world where we can't say shit no
fuck
more.
No.
Why we can't, what the fuck?
Like, bro, I'm sorry. That's the way this world is turning to. You say one little thing, you're getting canceled.
Well, just like Boosie said, he said that R. Kelly is the best of all time over Stevie Wonder, Prince.
See that right there? Like, that's his opinion. That's his opinion.
That's tough, though. R. Kelly.
R. Kelly is a fucking
genius. Yeah, he said he got hits from R&B to country to
hip hop to
all
that. Yeah.
Like, but you ain't finna touch Prince. I'm sorry. Prince had a vault full of fucking music that he
Prince is up there. Prince is definitely up there.
That's what my type of Michael
artist. Jackson definitely up there too. But you gotta put R. Kelly in there.
No. He in there.
He's most up definitely. There, bro. Like,
and then producer skills too. Like, he produced
exactly so many records. So many records.
You ain't finna fucking Prince. I'm sorry.
Oh, that shit just crazy. I just want people to this cancel culture shit is like ridiculous, bro. Real, like. Bro. You can't say shit. And then they pulling up shit from 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
They got fucking researchers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people can't evolve?
No.
Like, you can't do something 10 years ago and evolve into a new person 10 years later. And they still gonna be like, nah, I remember back in
they bring 20.
I mean, yes, they bring
it. 2012.
We do that to people. Everybody do that to people. Like, we don't never forget about what they did in the past. We all do that. Like, it's just something you ain't gonna never forget.
I can agree with
that. Like, with Michael Vick, the one thing people gonna say is the dog fighting. They ain't gonna never forget that. Yeah. They ain't gonna, that Chris Brown, him beating Rihanna, they ain't gonna never forget that.
Now, speaking of Chris Brown, they say he got another goddamn girl that's saying he don't whoop that ass.
I ain't surprised.
See what I'm saying?
Like, see TikTok.
I love Chris Brown though. Like,
they say he don't,
even when he did what he did, like, I still love him.
Now he said Chris Brown is better than Beyonce. He said Chris Brown is a better performer than Beyonce. Then what Trick Daddy said? This is his his opinion.
Let me tell you something. On performances,
you can't lie.
She top three.
I'ma say she probably would be a better performer than him on the fact that she can sing and dance at the same time. He can too, but his voice will go
in and out.
It'll go in and out sometimes when he dances.
Like, he tried to do that Michael Jackson tribute.
He did good.
Nah, he was emotional.
He was emotional. No.
Man, fuck that. He don't used that. That. No.
That nigga was
He used that as an excuse. He said, I'm a fucking cry because I'm tired as fuck. Really? No.
That's when he was going through the
situation. Man, show ass.
Stop giving him all these goddamn excuses.
That was like
a
year later.
Giving him all these goddamn excuses, man.
He was the one who couldn't perform at the original one.
Yeah.
He had to wait all the way to the BET Awards.
No, yeah,
because he had just filled up with the situation.
Man. Perform. Everybody got things going on in their life. Perform, man.
That nigga had
he can do it.
That nigga had a whole case on his head.
Let me say something.
That's it is. Idol, all, actually.
It is Chris Brown.
That nigga had a whole case.
And there is Michael Jackson. Chris Brown is not on a level of Michael Jackson.
No.
Nobody. That's all I'm saying.
Bro.
It's hard to perform, sing, and dance.
And be emotional at the same time.
Oh, get that emotional shit out of here, man.
He was emotional.
That nigga had a whole case.
He will never be Michael Jackson. I'm sorry. There is no...
Of that generation, yes.
No.
Man, hell.
I'm sorry.
He can sing.
Michael. Now, I would make the case that Drake is more of Michael Jackson than Chris Brown.
Fuck.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Yes. I ain't talking about dancing. I'm saying every time.
No.
I'm saying...
You
okay,
can't
so
talk about Michael Jackson
without
talking about dancing.
Yes, I can. Because... No. Every time Michael Jackson dropped a song, it went number one. Every time Drake drops a song, it goes number one.
Okay, in that sense.
That's
yes.
what I'm saying.
But we ain't talking about that. We talking about singing and dancing.
I'm talking about overall.
You talking about performing?
Overall,
everything.
Exactly.
Time out.
Everything.
Nah, nigga.
Chris Brown is not.
Michael Jackson made motherfuckers pass out.
Exactly.
By just standing there, not even saying shit.
Exactly.
Drake would never be on that fucking level.
And Chris Brown won't either.
No, he won't.
Exactly. That's my point.
No,
that's my point.
Nobody's ever gonna be on his fucking.
I think he has too.
Who?
Especially off of Take You Down when he was on that little thing going around. I know some girls fell out today. I know they fell out because I almost fell out watching that video.
Now I'm not saying Chris Brown isn't amazing. I rock with Chris Brown, but what I'm saying is he's not Michael Jackson.
But you can't say
nobody's ever going to say that shit.
Yes, he is.
No,
he's
not.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to disagree with that.
With the hits that he dropped. Never. Chris Brown, what like
Chris Brown had? You can't just say hits. You got to say overall. Hits and music performance.
Drake don't go number one every fucking time.
Drake is.
Chris Brown
don't go number one. So
who's the better artist? Who's the better artist?
Who?
Who's the better artist? Drake or Chris Brown?
Chris Brown writes, plays all types of
instruments. Bullshit. He has ghostwriters too.
He probably does.
So does Drake. He don't have no full ghostwriter. He can't just say that. You don't know he doing in the studio.
On the, what song? Chris Brown and Drake. Drake showed you his dance moves on that video.
And he got down.
That's exactly what
that
he
nigga got.
He definitely showed you his dance moves on that video.
Hey, man. I appreciate Drake for that, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate that because for them to be beefing and having an issue like that, for Drake to come on there and say, Chris Brown, I want you to shine, and I'm going to be the comedian.
They
was
beefing
I'm gonna be
for
the
like
comedian.
Over 10 years.
Exactly.
Because that happened like.
The fuck they were beefing.
I love Drake.
The Chris Brown. Shit.
But Drake the person. Lame
over
as
Rihanna.
Hell.
Huh?
I love Drake the artist, but Drake the person is lame as hell.
I ain't gonna say he lame. He like corny. He corny. He ain't lame. He corny.
Degrassi vibes.
No, it's not. You can get away with being corny. You can't get away with being lame.
I think he is a little smooth.
You lame, like, bro. You lame before. I can't fuck with you. You corny, you like, oh, shit, that ain't corny. He, you know,
like, he got the funny, corny vibes.
Yeah, it's the funny, corny. You know what I mean? Shit.
You gonna crack a corny ass joke out of the fucking blue. I'm like, nigga, sit your ass down.
Are we eating at the thigh stop?
What?
I don't eat wings from anyway.
Am I saying it right? Thigh stop.
Never heard.
You heard of wing stop? They got thigh stops.
Thigh stop.
Hey, call it what you want. They gonna be there.
It's Rick because Ross, of the shortage. It's a shortage in wings.
That's what it is.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's the reason they
got this nigga finna start buying up all the fucking chicken thighs and shit.
There ain't gonna be a shortage on that.
That's my second favorite chicken, though.
What, a thigh?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Well, them thighs are gonna be in, bro.
What is a wing to y'all?
What's a wing
it
to
just
you?
Depends.
Time out. What's a wing to you?
It can be a whole wing, or it can be just a drum and a thigh. What? Not a drum and a... And a
wait, so...
Okay, yeah.
I'm confused on what is the... Because we talked about it. What is, like...
I think the wing is just the flat part and the little... The tip. And I think the drumette is a drumette, but when it's together, it's a chicken leg.
I thought it was a leg and a thigh.
Wait, that's a wing.
Well, you get.
That's
think
a wing, though.
Well, I think people call it whole wing.
The whole
do
wing
you want a whole wing, or do you just want a wing? A wing is just either the drum, the drum, or the flag. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's just differently.
I don't think the whole thing is the wing.
The whole shit good at the end of the day.
Throw
some sauce on that bitch.
The whole thing good. Right? Look at me.
I don't give a fuck what it
give
is.
Give me the whole chicken. I'll take
the
whole chicken.
But I want to say
the
wing.
Just the flat by itself. And
yeah.
The drum,
we call them
wingettes.
Okay, yeah. That's what they call it on.
I don't
what's
care.
That? What's that? I think
nobody
it's JJ. They call it wingettes.
Thigh sandwich?
But no.
Damn.
I think on the actual chicken, a wing is the flat and the flat tip. Part. Mm-hmm. The flat and the flat together. I think that's
flat?
The actual flat. Wing.
The flat
tip and the flat.
Is
wing
it
tip
the
flat?
Gristle?
The wing tip.
Whatever it could
the
be.
Gristle.
The end of the chicken that everybody love to eat.
I like that part.
I like that part.
I mean, I can say I don't like it, but I don't care
to eat it.
Part?
The flap,
the tip, the very tip. Oh yeah, you gotta get that meat up all there.
Oh, yeah.
They gotta get.
Oh,
it
you talking about
that
gristle?
And
that
little guy.
What? That shit better be straight bone
that's
by the time you finish.
I'll tell you.
Let that bitch get cooked on there.
Yeah.
My grandma she'll grab mine off my plate and I don't eat it. You ain't gonna eat that? All right.
Yeah. Well, what about them, boy?
That's from the country right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you really eat a wing.
Now, what's one thing you can't live without? That's a food, like. I mean, not one thing you can't live without, but if
see,
you had to pick
hard.
One thing that
you
could eat for the rest of your life.
Every day.
What would it be?
Every day?
Yeah, like one thing you could eat. Like, you can only eat this one thing. You can't have nothing else. But you got to survive off this for the rest of your life. This one food.
I'd probably say mashed potatoes.
Eating mashed potatoes.
I love potatoes.
Taylor,
like,
for the rest of your fucking life.
That's a,
but
you should have just said potato. Don't say mashed potato.
Potato.
Period. You can do a lot with a potato.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
I can rock tacos.
for the rest of your life, bro.
Nigga, nigga you can do different shit. You got chicken, tacos.
No, food, man. Nigga, not one, a dish, nigga. One.
One specific food.
Oh, chicken, bro.
That's what I said. Chicken, bro. Give me chicken. I'll be good with chicken.
Nigga, you can bake chicken, fry that bit.
Yeah.
On the stove.
McDonald's chicken nuggets now.
Exactly.
I used to like McDonald's chicken nuggets though.
I ain't touching that shit.
Yeah. Used to be good.
Did my nigga wrong?
Why he cut his eyes up?
Thought he was gonna look at me. He look.
By the time I heard it, then I couldn't even laugh.
I got a question.
What's
up? So, I seen a post and it said, "My husband come before my children." So how y'all feel about that?
That ain't gonna go. That ain't gonna fly. You can't.
I already said that. I said my children gonna come before anybody. Like, and I feel like because your children are
you.
Yeah. They and you. I feel like it really you. Never should be a choice. I feel like in that situation when you say my husband come, that sounds like some that's not your kid's dad. And you just putting your man yeah. before your kids at this
you
point.
You do see that a lot.
And yes, you see that a lot. And I just feel like my kids gonna need me more than my husband is because he a whole man. But I feel like it shouldn't even be a choice.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't even be a choice to where you gotta choose between each one.
Yeah, that's really fucked up. I mean, like, because at the end of the day, your kids are you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the, your partner is not you.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the that's day, it.
You taking care of something. What?
Anywho.
No, I have
not. Nah, you was waiting a long time. Go ahead. I was fucking lost. Go ahead, woman.
So I agree with you, Taylor. But I feel like a lot of people are getting that mindset from like back in the day, old times, like the Bible. Because they do say you're supposed to put your spouse first because, let's say if it's a dangerous situation, they say save your husband before you save your kids because you can make more kids. That's what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally. Mm-hmm. But I don't agree with that. But I've heard that.
I thought it was women and children first.
When everybody is safe and okay, but I've heard it back in the day, like, if it's danger, you're supposed to save the spouse first because you can make more kids.
I don't agree.
That's fucked up.
That's what's in the Bible.
I won't say. Don't quote me.
Yeah,
heard it when I was younger. It's like an old statement.
It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, like fuck the kids.
Then you got more sperm.
Oh, I'm talking about with the marriage. Fuck the kids. Shit.
Oh, man.
With cheating. That's what I was talking about.
Like shit. I don't need them goddamn kids. Fuck that shit.
How you feel about that? You.
I just said it.
What you say?
I said the kids come first because...
Nigga, you taking care of the kids for like 18 mm-hmm. years until they grown enough to make it on their own. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, bro.
Okay. I got a question, right? So just say, you know, you got a boyfriend, which you do, and his mother chooses an ex-girlfriend and poses her and says... This is what she said. This is my real daughter, or
real daughter-in-law.
This is my real. Hold on, I got it right here. She said a daughter for life.
Wait, Mama D.
Mama mm-hmm. D said Shay is her a daughter for life, mm-hmm. and you're pregnant at this time with mm-hmm. your man's child
mm-hmm.
and your mother-in-law, because they are married, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Scrappy and.
Yeah, they
what's
are.
Her name? I can't think of
Bambi.
Name. Yeah, they married, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about that?
I would definitely feel some type of way.
You would?
You got two babies?
I would feel some type of way. Because.
Yeah. But Shay ain't even a baby mama. Erica his baby mama.
Yeah.
I know that.
That's his ex-girlfriend. They weren't even ex-girlfriend. Together for like.
Yeah, it wasn't even.
I think it was just for the show, honestly.
Probably.
But,
Mama be on some shit then. Like,
bro, exactly.
I would feel some type of way. Because. It's not like you don't have an existing daughter, you know, like a daughter-in-law already. You got one. They got kids and everything. And, you know, I would feel some type of way. But, I mean, it ain't nothing you can do.
You do, exactly.
That's the mama. I mean, long as the man don't do it, then you good.
Yep. Yeah. So, what you think, C? What you think?
What? Bro, that mama shit. Fuck it. That's how you feel. Shit, yeah. Ain't got shit to do with me.
I agree. I mean, I just
I'm glad you still got a good relationship, but nigga, don't bring her around my ass. Shit.
What do you think? You'll be okay with that?
No, I'll be upset. But I mean, I wouldn't address the situation. I'll probably confide in my husband and tell him how I feel about his mom.
Would you want him to say something to his mom?
I don't think, not off of a picture. Now, if it get crazy, like she's starting to come to
all of our stuff. Yeah. If you know I'm finna be there with my wife, like,
that's on the son to say something.
Yeah, that's when I say some shit. Like, if y'all going out having lunch, all right, cool. Don't bring that shit around me. I don't give a fuck. But, nigga, hell no.
And I think it would be better if, like she said, if it was Erica that she posted that about, like, a daughter. Yeah, like, that's,
yeah.
Y'all have a family together. I absolutely can't be
there. You got a whole grandbaby with her. Like,
that's just somebody that was in the picture temporarily, and that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
It will make me think, like.
And I'm pretty sure Scrappy probably said something. Just because of knowing him, I'm pretty sure he probably said something. Like, why would you do that? He probably said something. She don't give a fuck about shit, boy. She just trying to stir some shit.
That's what I think.
And it might be just because of the show. Like, it might be because Love and Hip Hop about to come back on, probably, so.
That's a goddamn shame. We got to just say, chalk it up to a show. The Kardashians done fucked up everything, bro. We can't take shit for face value no more. It's all about the goddamn shows.
Everything fucking entertainment.
Yep. That's what it come down to. Can't take shit literal no more. Goddamn Kardashians.
Fuck them.
Damn. That's how you feel?
Yeah.
What they do to you? Yeah. All right, rate the three sisters. Who, bro. rate the five sisters. Yeah. In order. Nah, do three. No. Fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, no, kill all the motherfuckers.
Damn! You sound like Nadja if you talking about the Kardashians.
I was thinking about them the other day. Like, a lot of people just want to be like the Kardashians, and it's just crazy.
You can just tell by their faces. Mm-hmm. Like, how people always, like, most people be trying to get that look of the Kardashians. Like, the plump lips.
And they really got famous off their dad being a lawyer. Yep. And them just being around certain people. And
then that sex tape.
And I feel like even after that, a lot of people started trying to do the sex tape. But it's just not going to work out the same way it worked out for Kim.
Like Mimi.
Mimi. Like, it's not going to.
This bitch was on the fucking shower rod.
It's not going to work out.
She waited too late. Yeah. She should have did it in her 20s.
Yeah,
ain't nobody trying to see your old.
I don't want to. Ooh, that shit was just nasty, though. Huh? Ooh, it was just nasty.
It was nasty?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad to me. It wasn't that bad. It was like, you know, it wasn't like
either it's going to be good or bad. You got to say it wasn't that bad. It should be good. You watch the play right. Next tape. You that are shit right. should You're be
right.
good.
You are absolutely right.
Looking at Kim Kardashian's, it was good.
I got a question. Why is sex, like, so shunned upon? Like, it's like, people don't really like to talk about it. People don't really like to discuss it. Why is it so bad?
I feel like it's becoming more. People are becoming more open when it comes
to
sex.
It should be.
Because it's a natural thing.
Same shit.
We're all here because of sex.
It's the same shit about having a fucking...
Everybody is here because of sex.
It's like still being a fucking virgin. Like, nigga, nobody just finna openly talking about this shit. Like, nigga.
Why not?
Nigga, no.
Now I can understand. Yeah, for being a virgin.
That's what I was saying. It's more of a male shit.
I'm still a virgin. Shit, I was 20.
See, it's
did
like.
You use the screen?
Not it's good, wholesome. But I would make it, you know,
no. It's wholesome for females. Well, you still got your good for you. You should wait.
My daddy used to announce that shit when I was coming.
My daddy used to be like, hey, man, hey, my baby. Yeah, she just graduated high school. She's going to college. And she's a virgin. Like, that's the icing on the cake. Yeah, like, and she's a virgin. Don't forget that.
Yeah, my daddy ain't do that. But it ain't like he knew that I was having sex either. He ain't say stuff like that. He didn't know I was having sex.
Did he have a talk with you?
Mm-mm.
Did
my
your mama have a talk with you?
Yeah, my mama, I feel like.
No.
No, because, I mean...
It was no
need
to. I didn't talk
about
mom about sex, more so my dad. And I think that's because.
But you said it was like, oh yeah, because you didn't start having it till later on, so yeah, that's why he didn't talk to you before then.
No, my dad still, he would ask me all the time. That's how he knew I was a virgin, because he would ask me. He even asked me if I was gay one time. I told you that. With the basketball team. But my mom would never ask me questions like that.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. You would think that.
Well, my mom did ask me, am I having sex?
But that was it. Oh, now that I think about it, I don't really think nobody really sat me down and had like the birds and the bees.
Nigga, you
like
a Dixon. Shit.
You right.
Remember those Junie B books? That's how, yes, I learned about my period.
The Junie B Jones?
Junie B Jones
books. These be good. Y'all all the guys like, hey, hey. I looked at every single man in the room. Like, and everybody had the same look like.
The one for y'all. Yeah, y'all was reading,
We weren't reading. I was about to say, right? We was outside.
Last name Dixon.
I used to love
we was outside somewhere.
I had all the books.
How would y'all feel if y'all had a friend, a person that you consider a friend, and they go to a person that you don't like, and they hanging with the other person? This person tried to, you know, destroy your character. Tried to harm you physically. Are you still able to be cool with that person that is your friend? All right, so this is the basis of it.
Say it again.
This is the basis of it.
I was lost. My bad.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Was cool with the baby.
Okay.
The baby went and did a song with Tory Lanez.
Oh, that shit.
Are you able to still be cool with a person that basically tried to kill you? Can you still be friends with this person that's going to hang out with the ops, basically?
Well, I mean, in this case,
baby don't give a shit.
It's about
I ain't talking about baby. I'm saying from
Megan. Tory Lanez.
And I understand how she feels. Okay.
How is
you
it
talking
about
just them two?
No, I'm talking about because them doing a song is going to eventually get the money.
I don't think that's a money move, though.
That's the goal, I hope. But, I mean, I feel like.
Why not?
Because.
Tory ain't.
Yes, the fuck he is. Y'all crazy.
He's not on the level of the baby right
but
now.
People are loving Tory Lanez. Like, it's people out here that really like Tory Lanez.
I mean, I'm saying, I understand that, but it's more people that love the baby, so why would you drop? It's not needed. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, if I go do this song with Drake, I know it's going to propel me to another level. If you do a song with Tory Lanez, you're still going to be on that same level.
Yeah, that song.
It's not like a
song wasn't needed, but.
Yeah.
Shit, Tory Lanez, shit, I'll pay you $150,000. Come hop on this for a fucking verse. Shit, all right.
So is a fresh, that's the case. So is that fresh shit more important than, so you would remove the person?
Yeah.
If a person try to kill you.
Nigga, that.
So you telling me right now, if one of your partners went and hang out with a nigga that tried to kill you, you going to be cool with that nigga still?
Did he?
So you would still hang out with that nigga?
What?
Your partner, I'm saying the person tried to shoot, he shot you. Bow. Shot you, right? Okay. And your homeboy say, hey, bro, that shit fucked up. That nigga tried to get your ass, bro. I'm finna go hang out with that nigga real quick, though. You gonna still rock with that nigga?
Well, I would say.
You not. On that level.
That's what I'm saying. But see, you gotta handle situations like that differently. I don't know if he did this or not, but he could have went to Megan and talked to her about it before and like,
nigga, I got a song.
You know, yeah, we might be doing a song or whatever. I'm just letting you know I don't want to be on no. Because the way it's looking, the way she's saying it, it's like, oh, you went behind my back and you all in this nigga face and you done said, fuck that nigga and, you know, saying all this stuff, but now you in his face. And it just make it look sneaky.
It does. It does, man.
It's weird. It's different on day type level because you never know what the fuck is going on. True.
You right about that, too?
Like, nigga, on the ground level, where the fuck we at? It's like, hell no, nigga. The fuck you gonna hit? Nigga just tried to shoot my ass, nigga.
I mean, I think that's on any level, though.
That's nigga, the industry, though.
That's
but
industry.
But still, though, if it's industry weird. Or not.
That it's shit. Weird. That's what I'm saying.
He but if you claim to be a real nigga, though, you can't claim to be a real nigga and then go do some industry shit.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my kids can't live Like, nigga come to you with 150,000 to do a verse. Jeff like
quick 16.
But now still, I had that happen though. Jeff,
come talk to me.
At that point, we still finna.
And like, then if it's still like, hey,
the nigga got $150,000 check, you straight with it. I just wanna.
And what are they like? Nah, I ain't straight with it. I ain't good with that. You don't need no song with
them. Understandable.
Well, shit, you need to hop on this track with me then.
Facts, bro. You need to make up some shit.
That's it.
This nigga got a check.
That happened to me before.
He said,
both of them
shot, nobody got
jailed
to
him. Mm-hmm. And I think the fans make it worse, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the industry.
On top of all that. Because
it says he retweeted it. And that's
why that's why she was mad, because he did retweet it.
Even though he's trying to say he didn't retweet it.
Yeah, he said he put a video out that was showing, like, I'm trying to not retweet it, but... He like,
it'd be funny when they say, when they be trying to say stuff like that, it'd be like, but I say DaBaby retweeted.
Honestly,
like,
I believe him on that note, you know, because, you know, you never know what Twitter be up to. They might be trying
to sponsor
shit.
You never know what Twitter be up to.
Because really, this is publicity for them.
You got fucking hackers now. Like,
exactly. So
hackers within Twitter, who's like, nigga, don't hack this nigga shit. Boom.
So what I'm saying is, he could be telling the truth about that, but at the same time, you already made the song. So it like... Who gives a fuck about a retweet when you already did the act?
Like, we see it. Then you got the visuals.
You feel me? Like, then you did. You just do the song.
Then you had a video with the shit.
You took a picture. You did a whole video shoot.
That nigga had 150,000.
I don't know, man.
It's hard on that level. I'm sorry.
But you can't claim to be a real nigga.
You can't.
And do some fuck shit. Like,
if a nigga got free 150,000, like, nigga.
So baby,
I'm gonna be a bitch nigga for a second.
Baby ain't a real nigga, that's what y'all saying?
Nigga, I don't know. That nigga might still be a real nigga. Nobody finna run up on him, nigga.
Hey, I'm telling you that, nigga. Don't go in no Walmart and run up on his ass.
Niggas ain't finna just run up on his ass, but a nigga paying me $150,000 to hop on a verse shit. All right.
That shit crazy. Have y'all seen the tuna? At Subway? Y'all heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
I see there's no traces of tuna.
It probably just blended up meat for his ass.
That's what it looked like. That's what it looked like.
Wow. Like tuna. Tuna got a scent to it.
Bro. And it got a texture to it.
You had it?
What?
Yeah,
I used to eat
that
tuna all the time.
Me too, and I never had
an
allergic reaction, but I'm allergic to tuna.
For real?
That's how you know. Exactly. What is in the Subway?
It's probably just meat that they have. They probably chop that bitch up, throw some mayonnaise in that bitch.
It's like it's chicken, honestly. Facts.
It might be some chicken salad.
They should have already made a statement. They really had their PR.
They need to come out with that goddamn. They need to put chicken salad in that bitch.
Controversy explained.
That should have been him.
I don't even like Subway subs, though. I'm a public sub.
Ain't that the guy that was touching on kids?
Public guy.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, Lord Jacob or something like that. What was his name?
What?
The guy that used to do the commercial for Subway. He got caught touching kids.
Oh.
Not surprising.
In 2014, Subway took fire for including in his bread a chemical called something, which is also found in yoga mats.
Yoga mats.
And you got a little rubber. And you got a little rubber.
Nigga, I was not expecting that shit. Yoga mats.
Let me tell y'all something.
Y'all better eat.
I thought she was about to say yogurt. This motherfucker said yoga mats.
Goddamn turkey subs.
Y'all better eat Publix or Jimmy John's.
No. Jimmy John's. Tuna DNA was present in the sample.
That's crazy.
Hell no. That shit looked like some shit they just threw together with some fucking mayonnaise in it.
It said it could mean two things. Either there's no tuna in the sandwiches or whatever tuna is being used is so overly processed. the lab couldn't make an identification. So.
Fuck, so what man. Did they say? What did Subway say?
It's tuna.
It's tuna.
It just broken down a lot. Nah,
they can go out there and get you a goddamn turkey sub.
The company said the fact is that Subway restaurants serve 100% wild caught cooked tuna, which is mixed with mayonnaise and using freshly made sandwiches, wraps, and salads that are served to be enjoyed by our guests.
Told you, man.
Make that shit sound good.
Mm-hmm. Sound real good.
That's crazy.
Food out there.
He ain't never ordered.
I did.
That's wild, man.
Everybody said I'm gonna cry.
What time is it?
9:23. That is wild though. To not have no traces of tuna in that shit.
It's saying it's not a reliable way to identify tuna, which is cooked before it was tested.
I don't know, but tuna got a smell. It got a fishy smell. Like,
but they're cooking it, so I didn't know.
They cook.
I seen a little back. You know how like people.
Why you look like?
Nah, I seen a little thing on TikTok and they had a tuna in a bag and they just put it in the little bowl.
You see, that's why I don't eat that shit.
So you know how they be having like the workers be doing a little. This is what this is.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, them workers be exposing that. Mm-hmm.
Which you should.
Them niggas don't be giving.
Expose these motherfuckers. Let them know what the fuck going on. Let us know what we eating for real.
Shit. Everybody know what the fuck McDonald's doing, but they still go there happily.
You right about that shit.
Niggas don't give a shit.
Have you ever went to somebody had a birthday party at McDonald's before?
Long time.
Oh, yeah.
Not
somebody
when you was little. That joint used to be fun as fuck.
Go play in that playpen, yeah.
Never. No.
For real?
You never had? Oh my God.
I just went to.
I never had one, but.
By the time you got old enough, we knew what McDonald's was. By the time.
They used to be fun, though, going to the birthday parties.
I only think they got playpens, though, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Some places.
Yeah, I ain't
like that shit be like in Florida, like you going down towards Florida or fucking Alabama or something.
You gotta go to where the white folks at, baby.
McDonald's was smart.
Go to the white
folks. Let you, it's fast food restaurant, but let you have a birthday party there. That shit was smart
for me. It was smart, but like, bro. McDonald's, nigga.
But clearly ain't nothing wrong with us. We ate that shit all our life. Ain't shit wrong with us.
Man, I seen this.
You stopped eating
this
shit.
We had to stop eating it.
Hey, yeah, the older you get, you better realize what the fuck you can and can't eat.
My kids ain't
eating
McDonald's.
Nigga, stay at that fucking McDonald's. Let me get 2 minute chicken with a lard fry, lard high seat. With the sweet sour sauce on side. In the back of the bus, fucking that shit up on the way.
The barbecue sauce.
I seen this post on Instagram. It said,
sweet sauce.
It said, I don't never get sick. No, it said, kids nowadays, they always sick. And it say, back then, the reason why we didn't get sick, it showed a picture of a boy drinking out of a water hole.
What?
Like, nigga, we didn't get sick, we drinking to death, nigga. We, hey, we our body immune to that shit.
Used to be about to.
Die, hey, you be high to hell, but you better go grab that water fountain out there. I mean, the water hole.
Especially in
Sparta. Better grab that water hole, man.
That hot,
and that water hole used to be
A1.
Right, go to goddamn Springfield, midsummer.
I'm telling you. Nah, go around by August.
But
fair time.
What water that is?
It's a flavor or something?
It's smart water.
I never seen that before. That's why I asked. Trying to be smart.
It's smart water.
Lemon extract. Dandelion.
Oh, it's smart water. Oh, you just drinking Sprite.
But when I asked,
it's water.
But is it what kind of water? Is it though purified?
Oh, you drinking Sprite?
It's distilled.
You drinking Sprite?
Water is disgusting. Okay?
You drinking Sprite?
Yeah, I would never.
Without the food.
Y'all heard, they said don't drink the Sunny though. Mm-hmm. I don't drink the Sunny though.
It ain't got no lime in it.
Coke makes smart water, bro.
Oh, for real.
It should say it on there.
Nigga, you drinking Sprite. They ain't gonna put that shit on there.
That nigga said you drinking Sprite.
Yeah, without the fuzz in there, bitch.
They just toned it down a little bit. It's a diet Sprite.
Look at him over there fucking that shit up.
Nah, I just wanna see the Coke shit.
It should be on that, though.
It's Coke product.
If it's a Coke product.
I see. Look
this bottle. Oh, this the bottle being brown.
Look it up, baby. Let's see if smart water. Well, see that shit.
Nigga,
no,
we gotta listen to him.
Exactly, that was
that.
He worked that
know.
Shit.
I want to start drinking soda, but I can't,
bro.
Hard,
bro. Yeah, can't, I don't that even shit drink out, soda. Bro. Well, I say this: if you're still drinking them,
like I drink, still, I don't drink them like crazy.
I'm just saying, if you're still drinking them, keep drinking. Because if you stop, and try to start back, she gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, that's face gonna be all kind of fucked up. Why your face gonna be
fucked up?
It gotta be the last thing in the world.
Through that shit right now.
Like last thing for me to drink soda. Like it gotta be the only thing that's there for me. Like soda.
So it is a Coke product.
Yes.
Had to test that.
Them niggas had.
So that means 50 Cent paired with.
That's not Coke. Vitamin water. That's smart water.
Vitamin water too. Though. That's okay. Coke too. I know that's Coke.
Vitamin water. Smart water,
you need to get no
fucking monster, all this shit.
I never seen that before though.
That's other ones too.
The this one right now. Hubert lemonade.
See, that's when you know you shouldn't be drinking this shit. When they make more than one thing,
that was my first time I had vitamin water. That shit was good. Paige used to drink that shit all the time, but she used to drink like a raspberry or some shit.
Oh, yeah, same thing.
That orange one, though? That orange one hit.
That orange one, by that mind.
I never drank
that
strawberry
kiwi.
I never drank vitamin water because I never liked them. This it never good. Gave me
this
a
kiwi strawberry.
It's good. I should have drank
this
that.
This is good,
one.
Man.
I think I used
good.
To drink this.
You just got to find which one. Because some of them, you had the wrong one. You were like, oh, hell no. Nah,
tropical
shit.
Mango.
And they kind of changed it over the years, too.
Yeah, like, they got different flavors.
It done got better.
At first, it wasn't good.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
that. Right
about
that. I think it was too watery. It was too watery.
I'll tell you the top four because I drink them all the time. Tropical mango, this yellow one. Nah, the yellow one got replaced by the orange, I think. The orange, whoops, kiwi strawberry, and the dragon fruit, which is like, it says XX.
Oh, I tried the Starbucks dragon fruit refresher. Oh, my God.
Which one?
The Starbucks dragon fruit refresher. Oh
nah,
my God,
Starbucks.
That junk is so good.
And I went up there, nigga, pay like fucking $20 for
you,
one
you
cup.
You spend some money.
Right, nigga, what the fuck did you order?
Starbucks is next to McDonald's because people are really addicted to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Like, go there every day type thing.
Bro, this girl, her bill was $500 a month.
What?
Off Starbucks. What? But it was her and her family, but still.
I'm just saying, you got Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, all them places that sell fucking coffee, niggas are really addicted to coffee. Don't top me, don't do shit till I get my fucking cup.
Cause I have clients. We have a coffee shop like 2 doors down from my salon. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, they go there every time they come to the salon, and then people just park in front of the salon just to go to their coffee shop. They be packed. People love coffee.
I can do that.
For real, for real.
They can have that though.
I'll be like, bro, what?
Yeah, I tried it.
But like, I drink it if I'm at the crib or some shit. Like, I'm making my fucking own.
I
need it when I'm like, if I drink the night before and I wake up and I need that little energy when I go do hair, I drink coffee. I go get me a cup of coffee then and put a whole bunch of sugar and cream.
I used to drink coffee every day when I was working because they had a machine in the job.
Yeah.
But I wasn't stopping
at
buying
them
coffee.
Mm-hmm. I do that shit at work when I'm just dying.
It's not bad.
But now I just don't care.
What, coffee?
You just gotta make it right. I love McDonald's frappes.
I'm gonna tell y'all what I do off camera.
That shit's not good.
We used to get it every time we go to Six Flags.
Used to love this shit.
I used to get 2 McChickens, 2 small fries, and a caramel frappe.
EJ had, what's that thing?
Before you went to Six Flags.
Funnel cake last night.
Yeah, where you get a funnel cake from?
Dixieland.
Oh. Ooh, I bet you could have brought me one.
That shit wasn't all that.
It wasn't.
That shit fucked the roof of my mouth. Oh, it was one of them. They burned it too much. But that shit was, but it was alright. It wasn't the best. But that shit fucked my mouth up.
You should have went to Six Flags. Yeah, Six Flags got some good ones.
Nah, the best one I've ever had is Perry. The Perry Fell.
I never been to that one.
Best one I had. Best one I had was down there in Sparta, Georgia.
It's on some country places. Perry, Sparta. I don't know what y'all talking about.
What about that shit? Nah, what's that? Oh, Pine Tree Festival. That is it.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, y'all know about walking that goddamn strip all fucking day.
Yes, sir. You know about that strip? What? Talking about Crawfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that crowd. Yeah. Right downtown Crawfield. You know downtown Crawfield, girl. Well, you bust, you go straight, bust that left, then you bust another left. Bust another left, and you'll be right down the street. All right, last thing. Did y'all hear about IKEA?
And oh yeah,
Juneteenth.
They play too much with the watermelon.
Let me tell y'all something.
Look up the Juneteenth menu.
Let me tell y'all something though, because the same shit happened at Amazon. The nigga got fired the same fucking day, but he said it behind closed doors when I was working there. Mm-hmm. He was like, shit, if I bring some watermelon and fried chicken in here, they'll work harder. Like, it was a white dude, right? Oh. Boom. I kid yeah, did the same fired, shit. But right? It's but different. It's different it's with them. It's a
whole corporation.
Right. So, boom. A nigga in the comments was like, shit, I'm coming get my plate, but fuck y'all.
Wow. Hey, because honestly, who don't love watermelon chicken? Like, he said that Dave Chappelle said. He said, hey, if you don't like watermelon chicken, bad. It's something wrong with your ass.
It's bad. It ain't bro.
Nothing wrong with me.
It's bad because it's a white corporation.
But what's wrong with that, though?
Because they said it was a Juneteenth menu.
Basically.
So basically, you trying to do something for the culture.
Niggas trying to be funny.
But you don't have people from the culture that's in there. So then they trying to revise the menu and change it to mac and cheese and mashed potatoes and some bullshit like that. College you already done fucked up.
Those still all slavery food.
I mean, they are, but it's better than saying chicken and water.
Fuck y'all.
That was the first two items on the list.
Yeah, they should
it wasn't like they said chicken,
they
collard greens.
Then when they ordered it. Why did they have to put watermelon
on them? They went chicken, watermelon. In that order. So you know they trying to...
It was fucked up.
Yeah, they tried it, right?
And that's why folks was like, they was mad, but you got black folks like, nigga, I don't give a shit. Nigga, I'm coming to get my plate, but it's still fuck y'all.
But the employees, they said like 50 or 100 and something employees. They all called out.
It said that whoever made the menu, nobody in the room was black.
Exactly. And all the black employees called out and said, we're not coming to work. So they tried to change the menu. Click on that photo. I think that's the menu.
Is that
the menu?
They cheap anyways, I heard.
Fried chicken, watermelon, mac and cheese, potato salad.
Like, bro, you could have put the watermelon at the bottom.
Exactly, because you fit. Why would they put the watermelon second?
Like, that's not even a dish.
Exactly.
That's the sign.
That's there. If you want to have watermelon
They were trying to be fucking funny.
They should have did a brunch.
Facts.
You still
could have
had fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
You could have had it.
And
then
I don't announce it. Just have it.
What's just
that?
Have it, but.
Yeah. The way they
put it. I mean, I understand putting it out because they're doing it for.
They said it's a special meal.
Oh, yeah. Y'all hearing about the white on white crime?
It's white on white crime?
Mm-hmm.
Why does that seem so.
It's shocking.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's white on white crime.
Ronald and.
It's Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
I thought it was her daddy.
On.
I thought it was her daddy.
It is her dad. Her dad, Britney Spears is alleging that her father has been drugging her and forcing her to be on birth control.
Yeah, all right. You got three kids. Might force you to do shit.
You can't say that.
She got three kids. You on birth control, what that mean?
What if he have her make her have the kids?
If he's still controlling her at this age.
Hey, for real, bro. She like 40, bro. Like, come
sister,
on now.
What about her sister? Her sister. What about the sister?
Who was her sister?
Jamie Lynn Spears. The one that played off Zoe 1-on-1.
Hey,
Zoe 1-on-1. That was shit.
I wanted to go to that fucking school.
How does she look right now? That was my girl,
she
bro.
Crazy.
She look fucked up too?
She look fucking crazy.
She's them childhood stars, bro.
She just a little.
Nah, like, she still acting. Like, she look, like, it's just her face. Like, from Zoe 101, she just a little fucking.
She don't look that bad.
No, she look good. She still doing stuff, though.
Yeah, she still acting.
She look better than
Ain't she Britney. On a talk show or something like that?
She look better than Britney.
Yeah, yeah. Britney been through a lot, though. You can't. Britney been through a lot.
Britney went through a whole
lot. She went through a lot.
I remember that shit. That was like Britney Spears with crazy shaved the head.
Goddamn Zoe 101.
Nah, her nose just looked fucked up.
Who?
She looked like Voldemort of Harry Potter.
I used to love me some Britney too, though. I ain't gonna
lie. Goodness. Oops,
I did it again.
Yeah, her nose is a little slanty.
Britney looks definitely like she aged.
Oh, yeah, she
close
to
40.
She's older.
I know she's older, but you could see.
She's still trying to take that goddamn Botox. Make her ass look younger, like Madonna.
Poor Britney Spears.
Poor.
Yeah, she had it tough, man, but she's rich. I mean, that don't, discredit
anything. Yeah, both are rich.
People be making it seem like, just because you're rich, you don't go through regular shit. They still go through regular problems.
And they would.
It's just...
They was mad at her.
Money to take care of whatever it is.
Her whole cash. Who? Zoe 101. when she got pregnant the first time. She was pregnant during the show the last season.
Because when she was filming the show, she was like 18. Yeah. She was a little older. Mm-hmm. That's
her without like all the makeup and shit. They got
regular white girl.
They ain't got no lips.
Pop Sugar, little regular
white girl. They got mad as fuck at her. That shit was
That's crazy. Shit. They got the smallest lips but suck dick the most.
What?
White people.
Time to go. How do you know that?
Huh? That's the stereotype that white people, when they growing up, they don't never have sex. They always just suck dick.
I never heard that before.
For real? Or they get fucked in the ass. One or the other. You ain't never heard that? No. Ain't nobody ever heard that?
Then they gotta go to work. Dick part, but not
yeah, they say suck dick or they say they, my pussy is a virgin, but my asshole is not. I'm just telling you.
Why all outside?
Wrap this shit up.
That's all I had. So shit, yeah, we good. That's
a fucking.
It's another episode of Real Atlanta Podcast.
Wild end note.
Fuck it. All right. It's your boy DJ ATL. Follow me at YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, TikTok. Follow me on TikTok.
And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Also, do not forget to follow us at the Real Atlanta Podcast on every social media site, every platform. And also, if you would like to be featured on our show, you can email us at realatlpodcast@gmail.com with all of your inquiries, and we will get back to you at our earliest convenience. And yeah. We are out.
Don't shoot a bird this time.
I know. Did you get that in the last one? It was on there.
Yeah, it was on there.
Dang.
And it's one of the clips.
Way to end a fucking conversation. Crew for that hoe loose. Crew for that hoe loose. Crew for that hoe loose. Yeah, crew for that hoe loose. Yeah, crew for that hoe loose.